Not yet, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's still the bottom line for the CDC at a White House COVID briefing.
Things are moving in the right direction, but we want to remain vigilant to do all we can so that this trajectory continues.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they're assessing all of their guidance and will update the metrics soon. As Omicron cases decline, they're also issuing a formal request for information from the testing industry aimed at sustaining and expanding domestic production of COVID tests to be better prepared if and when demand ramps up again. Government investigators say a former Trump cabinet member misused his position. An inspector general's report on former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has just been made public. It finds that Zinke used his position to advance a development project in his hometown, Whitefish, Montana, then lied to an ethics official about his involvement, also directing members of his staff to assist him with the project. The retired Navy SEAL officer who is currently running for Congress has previously denied wrongdoing. A second day of testimony from a former officer in the federal trial over George Floyd's death. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Lisa, former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao telling jurors that he didn't know George Floyd's life was in danger, despite claims from Floyd that he couldn't breathe. Though under cross-examination, also testifying that he didn't check Floyd's pulse after bystanders asked him to. Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane are accused of violating Floyd's civil rights. As defense attorneys seek to show that the Minneapolis Police Department provided poor training and taught cadets to obey superiors. In this case, the now convicted former officer, Derek Chauvin. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. Defense officials confirming a close encounter between a U.S. Navy aircraft and at least one Russian jet last weekend over the Mediterranean Sea. They say U.S. concerns have been made known to Russia through diplomatic channels. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Come.
A Texas man robbed at gunpoint faces criminal charges after a 9-year-old girl he shot by accident dies.
It happened in southeast Houston. Tony Earls and his wife were at an ATM when they say another man walked up to their vehicle and robbed them at gunpoint. As the suspect fled, police say Earls got out of his vehicle and opened fire at a pickup truck that he thought the robbery suspect had climbed into. However, that truck was carrying a family of five who police say was not involved in the robbery. 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez was sitting in the back seat and was struck. She died from her injuries a day later. Earls has been charged with aggravated assault and was being held in the Harris County Jail on a $30,000 bond, and prosecutors say they're looking at possibly upgrading charges against him. Police were still searching for the suspect who held Earls up at that ATM. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Rain that set off mudslides in Brazil is now blamed for at least 58 deaths. Rescuers still searching through wreckage in the city of Petropolis have found more than 20 people alive. The company formerly known as Viacom CBS reveals a name change and more during a fourth quarter earnings and streaming presentation.
Paramount Global is the new name. The company says it expects to increase direct-to-consumer content spending to more than $6 billion in 2024. Last year, Viacom CBS spent $2.2 billion on direct-to-consumer content. Paramount Global also announcing Paramount Plus and Showtime gained 9.4 million streaming subscribers, topping a combined 56 million subscribers by the end of last year. Paramount Plus has more, with a total of 32.8 million subscribers. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 290 points despite a jump in retail sales, up nearly 4% from December to January, bigger than economists expected, though inflation is part of the reason. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.